She's here. It's the conservative flamethrower in high heels and stilettos, too. It's the box that rocks. It's Angela Box on the Sam Malone Show on AM 1070 and FM 103.3. The Answer.
And their intro is Eddie Van Halen on guitar from Van Halen, who passed away almost a year ago. It was October last year. Right there, Ice Cream Man is the song. Hi, Angela Box!
Hi, darling. It's been a minute. I've missed you terribly.
It has been. I know the hurricane was last Tuesday. What was the Tuesday before that? What was Tuesday?
The Rona hit everybody.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. I moved the studio. I had to go to a different casino and live there at the shrimp buffet. I know, right. I dodged that bullet from China. But I'm telling you something. I'm here now, baby.
Well, we're all in one piece. That's good.
Amen. All right, lots to cover. I don't know where to begin. Yet another Harris County Democrat with blood on their hands. Harris County Democrat Party. These judges they endorsed. A police officer murdered yesterday by a filthy, disgusting piece of fecal matter who's never spit on the streets. Right now, the newsrooms have yet to confront the Harris County Democrat Party and say, what are you going to do about it? These are your people. You endorsed it. You wanted this. They're on your webpage. Angela Box.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that yet, so I've been kind of doing other things. But if you want to fill me in really quick.
That's great for live show. Let me get to the next one.
I know, right?
Hey, Chuck, do me a favor. Could you pull up the word prep? P-R-E-P, prep.
Let me just say this.
Are you not in town? Are you
here's what I no, I'm here, but I've been doing other things. But let me just assume that it has something to do with bail or letting a criminal out on the street when he should be in jail.
Correct.
Something to that. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, Democrats, they love them some no-cash bail. They think that that's going to solve all the problems of society. But, in fact, it just puts more violent criminals back on the street. So, way to go, Democrats. Thanks a lot. I mean,
bail's
they
racist.
Are destroying
bail
everything.
Is so racist. Bail's racist. You don't understand.
Bail is
but
racist.
Yeah, you know, you gotta give, otherwise, it's going to be racist. It's going to be racist. What's this racist?
Well, yeah, add bail to the list of racist things, and that includes also math, grammar, literature, classical music. Probably toilet paper at some point will be racist. Diet Coke might be considered racist one day. You know, add it to the list.
Damn right. Got the Emmys. Emmys so white.
Oh God.
Did you see where all the winners were white in the actor categories?
Oh. My favorite is that your children are still being forced into masks, and the important people in Hollywood got to walk around without masks, and the LA County said, yes, well, we gave them an exception because they're important people, but proper safety precautions were taken, meaning the serfs and the servers had to wear masks, but the important celebrities didn't. I mean, they're saying it out loud now, but I'm glad that I didn't watch 1 second of the Emmys. I had no idea who won. I don't even
know.
No,
but I'll say what did we play? We played the intro, and it was some fat, out-of-work comedian who sucked, who did like a Mike Pence debate fly on head joke in 2021.
What?
Who's like a fat?
It's Cedric the Entertainer. Yeah.
Who?
Cedric the Entertainer. He goes, I got the Pfizer vaccine. I got the bougie bag vaccine.
So yeah, so we played that intro, but it turns out white actors swept the Emmys, all of them. The Emmy Awards failed to award any actors of color in its 12 main categories. And then, like you said, none of them are wearing masks, which was such an optic fail on Democrats and liberals and the godless and the Jew haters and the commie sucking money scum of Hollywood. No masks, but they want little 5-year-old kids to wear masks at school. Wow. No,
yeah, and the fact that the ratings are in the toilet. It just look. Here's the deal. There's a reason that Madonna and Britney Spears and all these irrelevant has-beens, Megan Fox, you know, going around and basically strip-teasing on Instagram because they are so thirsty, they are so desperate for attention, and these people I don't know if it's starting to truly dawn on them how much we hate their guts. Like, we hate Hollywood.
Wait, so Madonna, we hate everything about it. As a straight, normal, healthy guy, is Madonna stripping on Instagram? I'm not going to look.
I think Madonna, my friend the other day, they're like, Madonna's like flashing her butt implant. It's weird. And Britney Spears is doing like some... I mean, look, God bless, hashtag free Britney and all that, but, like, I mean, there's maybe a reason there was a conservator, a conservat, whatever, the I can't even say it. Her dad, thank you. The dad was taking care of her money because she's been doing some crazy things lately ever since that got lifted, but
well,
I digress.
Angela Box, conservative commentator. You know what really shows that these, they lick the boots of the commies for their money. They turn their back on the Lord. But they're infected with a horrible condition, I'm going to make it called vanity-itis, in which they have to be seen and applauded. And humility is a horrible word in Hollywood. And they have to be. And I guess for women, there's only one road to take. You got to show something, and you'll get likes and comments or whatever the hell. And you feel validated because the darkness of your soul, the darkness of your soul has a big space, and it can only be filled with vanity. And that's not a good thing, Angela Box, conservative commentator.
No, it's not a good thing. And, again, the fact that they're not cluing in that we hate their guts and that people are tuning out in droves.
And he's so white.
Yeah, who's like, please love me. It's like the only people that like them anymore are the you know, the preteens who, you know, worship whatever latest boy band is doing whatever and, you know, communist infiltrators. Those are the only people that like them. And it is funny to me that these people who claim to be such free thinkers and, you know, rebels and, you know, anti-establishment, they're licking the as you said, the bootlickers of China. They're kissing China's ass. They are walking around wearing a mask. They are getting their vax dutifully for a disease with a 99% survivability rate. And again, right. If you want to get the vax, that's your choice, but don't push it on me. But they're not.
Hey, my
not
body,
rebels.
My choice. My body, my choice.
That's right, my body, my choice. But they're not rebels. They're not free thinkers. They are brainwashed, conditioned dogs, and the rest of us have figured it out. And ugh, goodbye.
Angela Box, conservative commentator. We're seeing a lot more of the stories about Joe Biden and dementia, Joe Biden and cognitive issues. Does Joe Biden need to step down? Does Joe Biden's mental health a problem? This, that, and the other. It's pretty obvious, as I talk to Democrats behind the scenes, he will not make it in the completion of his term. He's probably going to be like, oh, for health reasons, Joe Biden's going to step down.
Yeah.
It's getting worse and worse. Probably by Christmas. What's the under-over? Do you think Biden will make it to Christmas before the Democrats are like, this is a lost cause at this point?
I didn't think he was going to make 6 months. Yeah. I thought the under over the line was 6 months, and they were going to get Kamala in. I think their problem is they're realizing that Kamala is even worse, if that's possible, and even more detested, if that's possible. The woman is the border czar, and she goes flip the coin at a freaking football game last week, and I hope she got booed, as the border is overrun by Haitians all of a sudden.
Real quick on
that
story, Angela Box, conservative commentator, Kamala, who had an open affair with a married man when she was 29, he was 60, which is really disgusting. I don't know why liberal women are like, I want my daughter to be like her, have sex with a married man. What? Anyway, she goes to a football game on Saturday to flip a coin, right? So Breitbart gets the full video. And I'm not being mean. There was nobody at the game. It was, they estimate, 80% empty. I'm going to say 90% empty, the stadium, right? And Kamala comes out, who had the open affair with a married man, read the San Francisco Chronicle. Yet there was a soundtrack of thunderous cheering. Now, I have been in the media business now for 35 years. I know that trick. And you go, ladies and gentlemen, it's the vice president. And all of a sudden, right? But Breitbart has the video. It's an empty football stadium. I've been in this business. I know there's been times when they slide in the big thunderous applause. But isn't it amazing if it was Mike Pence how the devil worshippers in the newsrooms would have made a story about it? But because it's Kamala who had an open affair with a married man, they're not allowed. That was a good scandal, by the way, Angela Fox.
Yeah, see, as all communists do, they employ Potemkin villages. So this is just a Potemkin village of crowd
noise. Would you speak English? Hey, would you speak English for the regular folks out there, honey?
A Potemkin village is what the communists used to put up, like a storefront of, like, oh, isn't this wonderful? Look at our town. It's so great. Communism is wonderful. So that when Westerners would come to visit, they say, oh, this is great. And then you go a block further, and it's hell. This is a Potemkin village. So a Potemkin village of Kamala Harris is having the crowd noise, when it's not really the crowd, it's pretend.
It was amazing. They didn't even figure out, like, all right, you got a stadium that's only 20% full. Do the 30% crowd noise. Don't do 100% crowd noise.
Right.
And I'm in this business. I do it. Dude, we've been editing audio for 35 years. What a scam.
Maybe they could have gone to get some crowd noise from the 15,000 Haitians that were sleeping under a bridge
There's nothing wrong with that.
And it's like, oh, now all of a sudden they're going to be shipping them back. It's like, and I love how Jen Psaki finally has to admit there's a double standard about vax for you, but not for illegals. Because she's like, oh, well, they're not planning to stay. It's like, excuse me, Heifer. You want to do a reconciliation to make sure you get the amnesty, okay?
Hang on, Angela Box. Is she a heifer? Is she a
big one? That is the nicest insult I can say.
A heifer doesn't have to be big.
Just a heifer.
Like a young cow, yeah. Be a calf, and she's a heifer.
Well, you... Oh, okay. I thought that was for big girls, softy.
No, I think
it's just a catch-all derogatory statement.
Okay, Boomer. I love that. But it's like, you know, and you can see it with Jen Pith. Psaki is that she did make a deal with Satan because she's aging.
Oh, yes.
May you never age like that. Angela, may you never make a deal with the devil to lie. And stand before the Lord and lie like that over and over and over, because she's aging like a horror movie.
Rapidly. And speaking of the dark Lord and the Clintons who've made a deal with him a long time ago, I think that this Michael Sussman indictment is much more juicy than the media is allowing anyone to believe it is. That's why they're not talking about it. But I don't know if you've talked about this yet.
Yeah, the Durham investigation. But we thought it would be a bigger bang for the buck. That's all.
Well, I actually got a chance to look at, I listened to Dan Bongino's take on it, and I read the indictment, and it's pretty detailed. Like, there's definitely, they're like, look, this guy was working with the Clintons. He was working with a big tech person who was getting information behind the scenes that was illegal to get. He was falsifying documents, all billed to the Clinton campaign. I mean, there's more to come, okay. I think.
All right, gotta go. Angela Box, thanks for stopping by our little visiting.
Exhausting. I'm sorry, darling. Are you out?
Help yourself to a Pall Mall cigarette.
Of
Virginia Slims, and I'll see you at the Mahjong table.
I will see you at the Mahjong table. I will tell Mrs. Schwartz to stop grabbing your butt. She's to keep her hands to herself.
It's not Mrs. Schwartz, it's Ms. Goldstein you got to look out for. She's out of control, that woman. Russian fingers and Roman hands. I can't stop it. But get out of your trouble with that, Ange.
Stay blessed, Sam. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hashtag blessed. Back in a second.